Welcome to the Sundown Show. On this show, we bring you the movers and shakers of South Sudan and the world over. We engage in debates and discussions that unearth the stories behind the news. And we have our light moments too, by chit-chatting about issues that affect our day-to-day life. We stay right here on the Sundown. Join in and be part of the show on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
The Sundown, for the news, views, opinion, debates and discussions. Listen to Who is Who, talking about issues that affect our country and continent. Only on The Sundown, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello and welcome to the Sundown Show on iRadio with me, Okot Emmanuel. Remember to always tune into the show that covers the current affairs of the country and comprehensive discussion on topical issues in the country every weekday from 4 to 5 p.m. On the program today, we shall be looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting women and girls in South Sudan and other possible impacts. During this discussion, we shall be highlighting the risks for women and girls during this pandemic, such as gender-based violence and its triggers during confinements and lockdowns, unintended pregnancies and sexual abuse, among others. Our guest speaker will also be sharing with us some of the ways in which such acts can be prevented during this coronavirus pandemic. For comment on the topic of discussion today, please call our studio line 0911-986-986. You can also send a text message to 0913-986-986.
You are listening to Real Radio on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Good afternoon once again and thanks for tuning in today's editions of the Sundown Show with me, Okot Emmanuel. Globally, there have been reports of an increase in gender-based violence since the majority of countries announced a nationwide lockdown and urged their citizens to stay at home. Domestic violence is a form of violence that often plays out at home. It includes intimate partner violence, sexual assault, emotional abuse, child abuse, elder abuse, among others. Women and girls are at higher risk of this kind of victimization. The Canada-based Center for Global Development points to pandemic-related stressors that can lead to increased violence, such as job losses and reduced income, food insecurity, fears about contracting the virus, exacerbated mental health issues, as well as disrupted routine and services that families rely on. Quarantine and social isolation means that abusers live in close around the clock and other people are not around to see signs of violence and intervene. Therefore, where risk factors of gender-based violence at home exist, such as a sense of control, possessive control, stress, and other negative attitude, pandemic triggers can bring them to bloom. In South Sudan, cases of gender-based violence were already widespread even before the pandemic. However, it is not clear if the coronavirus situation has aggravated the scale, since there is no sufficient record for a comparative analysis. But the fundamental question for today's discussion is, what risk does this pandemic pose to women and girls, and how can such risk be averted? Well, to put this question and many others into perspective, I've been speaking to Mary Otieno, United Nations Population Fund Country Director Representative, about the matter, and this was her response.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about the issues affecting women and girls in South Sudan at this moment in time.
Well, Mary, I'm grateful to have you on this interview. Let's talk about confinement policies, lockdowns and quarantines instilled globally as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic that have led to restricted movement, reduced community interaction, the close of services and worsening socioeconomic condition. These factors are significantly exacerbating the risk to women and girls. Can you talk about some of the risks affecting women and girls in South Sudan?
So we need to look at these risks in two ways. So the immediate risks as well as long-term impact on women and girls. So let me explain what the immediate risks, and then I'll talk about the medium to long-term risks for women and girls in South Sudan. So the immediate risks are, you know, what is happening now during the crisis situation where we are in the active mode and we are in a humanitarian response mode. And yet we know South Sudan has one of the most worrisome rate of gender-based violence. So it is generally believed that home is the safest place in the world. But unfortunately, for many women and girls in South Sudan, that is not the case. According to our data from Gender-Based Violence Information Management System of 2019, as many as 44% of the reported cases were related to domestic violence. So with the restriction of movement, reduced community interaction, being in confinement of home, men may also feel pressure in the face of economic hardship resulting from the outbreak and the inability to work, causing tensions and conflict in the household. As a result, these women and girls are extremely vulnerable to being further subjected to violence by the family members. And GVB, as you know, does not only impact on the physical aspects of the survivor, it breaks the mental well-being of the person, affects the children, the entire communities, and even the country, if you look at the losses that are incurred. Now, in the homes, traditionally, the role of caring for the sick, elderly, and children have been done by women. Homes being closed now, and health services already sorry stretched out, women will have even a higher burden of responsibility. Also, social responsibilities of women will increase as the lockdown forces men and children to be at home for the whole day. In South Sudan, like the rest of the world, women are more in the informal work, like home-based work, contributing to family agriculture and small businesses. Now, with the close down of services, they are more vulnerable to lose this meager income source as well. Now, South Sudan's health system is already fragile, with one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the world. There is that risk that women's reproductive health needs are compromised as the resources and health system gets pulled into responding to the pandemic-related response. And also women start deprioritizing their needs over the family and others. This could have a lasting adverse impact on the women and the next generations to come. A high number of healthcare workers in South Sudan are women, like all over the world. So these women on the front line, the midwives, nurses, or community health workers, those in the hotel industry, are at increased risk of exposure to COVID-19 due to their disproportional representation amongst the healthcare and other social service personnel. Also learned that women and girls may face increased risk of being subjected to sexual violence, being coerced into transactional sex. This is a risk that women and girls face, especially if proper systems of addressing the sexual exploitation and abuse are not in place. Now, these immediate risks are also linked to medium-term and long-term risks. For instance, as the pandemic is likely to shake up the economy, violating the rights of women and girls, such as a rise in child marriage. Number two, the sexual and reproductive health rights of women and girls, if compromised during this period, this will have lasting negative impact on the overall health of women themselves as the generations to come, but also imagine an intended pregnancy. Women are at home, men are at home, they may not be accessing contraceptives, so you have unintended pregnancies and society suffer in the process. Third, the systems of addressing GVB are still weak. If community awareness is not extended during this period, this may create an increased tolerance to violence against women and girls. Number four, a higher number of girls are likely to be forced out of school. You know, schools are now closed, and we know that many will not go back after such a pandemic. Due to the increased household responsibilities, these girls will lose out on the opportunity for their development. These are just a few examples of the impact this pandemic would have on women and girls. So I would say that our risk mitigation actions need to work on both the immediate support to the women and girls and other vulnerable groups.
Basically, you talk about the form of gender-based violence that women or girls will experience during the time of this lockdown and restriction. What can we all do to protect women and girls in South Sudan during this pandemic?
Thank you for that question. Protecting the rights of women and girls is not only the right thing to do, but it is the duty of each. After all, gender equality is in the interest of the whole society for the achievement of the development goals. Each and every person in this country has a role to play in protecting the women and girls in South Sudan. So one, as a fellow human being, raise your voice against gender-based violence. Gender-based violence still exists because of the silence of everyone who may see it, but either chooses to remain quiet, thinking this is an internal matter. Whenever and wherever you see a woman or a girl being subjected to violence, ill treatment, speak up in support of the victim. It is this silence that needs to be broken, and of course, never to exert violence yourself. The second point is recognize inherent dignity in oneself and all other human beings, and that gender-based violence is not okay for anyone to be subjected to. In these troubling times, we need to share the workload with your wife, your mother, and your sister. Protection of women and girls does not only protect them from harm, it also means sharing the responsibilities at home, not just putting the burden on women. We need to educate our children about equality as a desired ideal, because ultimately, our boys and our girls are both watching us and learning from us. The reproductive health-related choices, for example, child spacing, should be a shared decision-making, not left to women. Make these decisions together and prioritize women's health as well as her decision related to her body. At the workplace, invest in the capacity building of both women and men and ensure that there are equal opportunities for women and men to be in the decision-making arena. Respect women in the workplace and ensure that they get equal space, equal say, and equal pay. If you are a leader in your community, you are a faith-based leader or a chief, you have a very important role to play to lead by example. Support those men and women who are standing up for gender equality. And for this, lead this movement for gender equality from the front. Support the women health workers, midwives, nurses, and ensure that the reproductive health rights of women and girls are met in your community. Create spaces for women to equally participate in the decision-making at the community level and take their perspective. And you could take the challenge and work with the community to make sure that there is zero gender-based violence. At the United Nations Population Fund, we are supporting over 400 skilled health workers, including midwives, to assist women who need advice about family planning if they do not want to get pregnant at this time. We have 808 women and girls-friendly spaces, 200 clinics, and 10 one-stop centers that we currently support in Juba, Rumbek, Malwalkon, Wau, Torit, Bor, Kakweta, Yambio, and Malakal, and will require life-saving care and support and social counseling and clinical management of rape, as well as legal aid. The one-stop centers, as you know, provide both medical, psychosocial, legal aid, and also refer women for other services. So these one-stop centers, which are 9 all over the country, I've mentioned where they are, have hotlines that women can call for assistance. As COVID-19 presents a unique situation, we are training health workers and gender-based violence responders on COVID-19 and how to approach service delivery while observing protocols and guidelines so that we don't put them and their clients at risk. So that is what we are doing and what society can do and what each one of us can do. We are all responsible.
Well, Mary, let's talk about what gap are you seeing as a representative of UNFPA during this time of the pandemic? What gap are you seeing in the war against GBV in South Sudan?
Well, the main gap actually is if you look at the 8 pillars of the response right now, there are 8 pillars with the patient, but they are forgetting about protection issues. There are serious protection issues like the elderly. We know that this pandemic affects the older people much more than the younger people. And of course, South Sudan is a young population, but we still have old people. And so I don't see concerted efforts that are going to target older people. There are people in prisons and detentions who are really in crowded spaces. So these are places that we need to start, you know, looking into. And I'm glad to see that they have released a few inmates to release the burden in the prison. And they've also released some children. But there's also gaps on people who may not read, may not hear the messages. So we need to make sure we are reaching them with the right messages. Now, as the pandemic grows, if we pray that it doesn't grow, but should it grow, we will need advocacy on issues of pregnant women and their access to services. But we also need young people to be involved in this pandemic, because they say young people are mostly asymptomatic and then they get sick. In terms of protection issues, looking at the elderly, people in detention, pregnant women, the disabled, really, this, and the people who are maybe homeless, we need to make sure that these people don't get sick. And we need to make sure that when women get into isolation centers, for instance, I was saying that we hope we don't get to that stage where we will have many people in isolation centers. But should they will need services like menstrual hygiene, dignity, you know, kits that UNHCR is going to supply. But these things are not, you know, I see them as gaps right now, and we are trying to make sure that they also are incorporated into the national response plan.
Well, Mary, what will be your appeal to government and all actors in regards to response plan on COVID-19 pandemic?
I was saying that the national government has a good national response plan, but they need to incorporate protection issues to look at the most vulnerable group who may be the most affected in this pandemic. The other thing I was talking about was prevention, that the cure is prevention, prevention, prevention. We must provide information out there, which is already happening, in all forms, including for the disabled, for the deaf, for the blind, so that everybody has information on how to prevent. We need to social distance, and if we do that, we will beat this pandemic. But protection is partly incorporated in the national plan and funded. That is my appeal.
Finally, do you have anything, a message to South Sudanese and the stakeholders in the country?
The only message I have is that South Sudanese are resilient people, and if we follow the prevention guidelines and social distance, make sure we know the information and are following them, we will beat this pandemic together.
That was Mary Otieno, UNFPA's country representative, speaking to me earlier. Well, let's go for a short break, and once we return, we'll hear from Mohamed Ayoyo, UNICEF country representative in South Sudan, on what authorities should do to protect girls and women during the coronavirus pandemic.
Diamond. Obira, Ubia Suma, Ibu Maratangi, Matatuku Maratangi, Anisu Maratangi, Matasiti Maratangi, Ibu Maratangi, Matatuku Maratangi.
Welcome back from that break. Earlier we heard from Mary Otieno, UNFPA's country representative, who spoke about some of the risks the lockdown measures could pose to women and girls and how some of these dangers can be averted. Now, let's hear from Mohammed Ayoyo, UNICEF representative in South Sudan, on what practical measures South Sudan can take to support women and girls during this time of the pandemic.
Quarantine measures, especially when they become very strict, at a very large scale, do come with those consequences that you have cited. At the UN side, working with the government as well, these are issues that have been put on the table every day in all the discussions. These are issues that are expected because confinement does come with rethink, and we have actually been seeing with increased risk of gender-based violence. The issues of child marriage is also an issue that is of great concern to us because what we have experiencing and that we have seen in other countries before in the context of other epidemics is that when schools are closed, it becomes very difficult sometimes to convince parents that girls specifically should remain and get ready to come back to school. Most of the time are being used to do more household chores than before. But more worrisome is that they are also very much exposed to being given away for marriages. And that also comes in the context of hard and dire socioeconomic situations where, unfortunately, some families want to get something back in return to be able to survive. There needs to be measures that will accompany especially the most vulnerable people in a quarantine situation to make sure that the livelihoods are protected and that they are getting the minimum they could get to survive while they're being asked to be full quarantine or in full confinement.
That was Mohammed Ayoyo, UNICEF representative in South Sudan, speaking to me about why it is important to ensure that girls and women are protected in time of COVID-19 and step that government and its partners should take to protect girls during the pandemic. Ayoyo appealed for protections of girls from child marriages as they are confined with some of their abusers during quarantine. Many women and girls have reportedly been sexual abused since lockdown restrictions were put in place to curb the spread of COVID-19. And the perpetrators have not been apprehended, leaving survivors without justice. So what can the government do about this? Well, I caught up with the Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Aya Benjamin Warile Elia, to explain what her ministry is doing to respond to problems women and girls are experiencing when the government imposed a partial lockdown, which showed the cases of gender-based violence showering each day. Here is her take on the status quo.
Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare has a whole responsibility of the community. When I was touring the center, one of the staff said something which touched my heart. He said most of the victims are vulnerable groups. They are from poor families, people who cannot afford their basic needs. So their situation is being taken advantage of. And that is very important for us to note for the purpose of planning. The other point that also came is about the gun. When somebody is armed, he does whatever he wants. With the whole range of services that we have, and I believe many people are aware of, I want to say this to South Sudanese. We have not come to a complete lockdown in this country. Yet the figures from what we got is already rising. How many people can afford to come and access this service? How many people are aware that these services exist? 1,900 is a big number. And out of 1,900, 100, I would say, got justice. With the efforts together, we'll minimize the cases of DPV. But I'm also appealing to our system of justice so that survivors get justice. I believe if somebody gets justice, it helps them to heal. And it will also stop these people from doing what they are doing. But if a lady or a girl is raped and the men are left at large, it is not helping us. They will go and do the same. So I'm appealing to everybody, especially the survivors, please let's pursue just so that we can reduce on this. Crimes are committed by our own brothers and fathers and uncles. So you and me are part of this community. We should all be responsible enough to make sure that our sisters, our mothers, our daughters are safe. It shouldn't be one person to run it. It's not only the ministry. Everybody has a part to play in this. So collectively, we should be able to address such issues so that it doesn't occur the way it is. The numbers are increasing and soaring. We should all take responsibility as South Sudanese to make sure that we do the right thing and help the victims to get justice. As a ministry, we are going to launch special court for GBV. Some of you are aware about it. UNDP had helped us to renovate it, and this is going to take care of these special cases of GBV. And I hope and pray that together with the other sister ministries, we'll work together to see that justice is done. I want to say this, not to you alone, not to me, not to the other ministry, but to all South Sudanese.
That was the Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Ayah Benjamin Warile, calling on the justice system in the country to ensure perpetrators of gender-based violence are held accountable for their actions so that victims of such violent acts get justice and enhance their recovery. For comment on the topic of discussion today, please call our studio line 0911-986-986. You can also send a text message to 0913-986-986. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Welcome to the show. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, you're talking with Deng Mayen from Afatlam.
Deng Mayen, welcome and share with us in the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Emmanuel. Very, very sad news to hear rape cases happening in South Sudan every day. But the only way that we can address these issues, Emmanuel, we should have, I want to ask the government to make a strong law against those people who are raping the children. Because they are doing something which is not good. They should have to bring them under the book and they punish them thoroughly so that the rest of the from other things. So this is what I want to say. Also, let us respect God's law, because God says in Psalm 137:9 that blessed is a man who takes care of young and leave them from other riches. So if we do something good for our brother, it means that God will bless us. But if we do all wrong things to against our sisters, our brothers, that be hard with us.
Okay, thank you for your contribution.
So we should have to make a good use and let us take care of our sisters. Let's not misuse them. This is my word.
Thank you very much for your contribution. You can still be part of the show by texting me on 0913-986-986 or calling me on 0911-986-986. What can be done to see that we saved our sisters and mothers from different form of abuses? Somebody with me on the line. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Marhab Tual Barnamik.
I'm Felix Soro.
Oh, Felix Soro, welcome to all. Marhab Osherik Manef Barnamik.
I have got Manuel Uyarele. You are a real human being, an organized force, or unknown government, which people talked of late. Unknown government is not a ghost person, he's a human being. He does things and go to hide. So the only problem here is law. The law, our country is not abiding by the law. Such people should be taken to rebuke and given severe punishment. Once they are captured, they will not be released. If it is 7 years, 7 years, if in 10 years, 10 years, and even the forest for let it be, because there is no law. There is law, but people are not following the law. I don't know when will people follow the law. Because without law, the country will go into mess. That is why things are happening. This is a very shameful thing and very sorry. Very bad.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, marhaba. Good evening.
Nam. Ismaak mun nga dara min wen?
Ana zi Franco Sebi dara min jebel.
Franco Sebi marab tuwalo sharik man naf barnamij.
Nam. Musharaka bi tarika la ta ko dum wen. Modon tare teng de yani ma hasal be umbara wala lela da baga haje routine fi musgan. Ashan nanu na halaji mushkila de ma mushkila fi gasse. Musara gasse zai ma hawo wada gawanin u ga jahi. حاجات اللي بيعمل زول بيعمل حاجات اللي بيعملوا كده بدون المحكمة بدون الجوديشري مش يحكموا بدون لك لكن مشكلة في المنتجات بتاع الكلام ده لأن هذا سبب أنا بينزل سلاح السلاح ده قاعد في وسط الجوبا وفي الولايات وكل محل بنفس الكلام ده منو اللي مش يضبط زول في منو ده من وزارة الأرض وزارة مرسل في انتيريا جاب كاميرا من ده قال أساسا يراقبوا ولا الشوارع بتاع ده إذا حصل أي كيسز بيظهر في كاميرا كاميرا نجي عمل كم ملايين جنيهات
نعم
يلا حسوا وين كاميرا ده وينه وين الناس اللي عملوا حاجه اللي بدو 200 ولا ولا حاجه بدو ولا ده ده الحل بتاع مش الجنوب ولا الهندسه الله بس
نعم
ما في حل
سبيل شكرا للمشاركة بتاعك هذا كان سبيل قد دوق تليفون من جبل هنا نعم شكرا للمشاركة بتاعك اللي سبق شارك معنا في برنامج رحم 09 وايد وايد 986 986 قد ملانا لو جود ايفنينج نعم مرة في برنامج
منو جورجي منو
منو جورجي مرة
برنامج كويس جديد
نعم
أنا ما نقول أقوم
منو جورجي ولا ميس مدور جورجي تلس بقدر دقو تلفون وارا منو جورجي كمان شارك معنا في البرنامج لو ميشيل كير نعم ويلكم تو ذا شو
ما هو فولو دا من جودل
مرة بتوال
yes you know my brother what the minister said if she really want to do something let her do something
well.
In her own power. But this rapping is already something in South Sudan. People are joking with it like they want to make ladies as not human beings. Because people have been raped, those who dress in uniform and those who have guns. And how can you resolve it?
Thank you for sharing your thought.
A non-gun man. I'm going, please, when will the non-gun man come out? I asked our minister to fight. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing your thought with us. Still, you have the opportunity of getting live with me, or else you can text me a message on 0913-986-986 and share with us in the program. Hello, good evening. Marab 12, Barnamik Shimak Munuga, that have been when?
I call
Sharik Manina 12, Barnamik.
Nam.
Masyarakat kau tanya mungkin masih dah ikut mana, lain aja deh, lain nasib macam mana, lain nasib ini. Dan sama aja, bukan ini dia wanau aja sini. Dan aja kam, lalu azulal kan, bagi bapak la aja bapak deh deh. Sebab dalam mungkin kan ini kunci si dalam kan, muda aja kan. Tapi aku bertanya berdayman, bagus bagus. Bulu gal de dua lima maru betul macam school, aku dua ranun gunman. Dia aku macam lah, karena bukan kan dua bahu lagi ada ukur si ko ganun albagi ukur under lo kan ukur absen. Lagi nak betana bulu dua lima maru main dah show. Dia aku dah ada buat beranak, lain tak bahu report si. Bulu ni nanti jenuh, rumah beri nanti main dah show. Dia ranun gunman. Dia aku macam lah katir. So aja deh, just apa.
Nam. شكرا لمشاركة بتاعك جزيلا انت في برنامج لسه بقى تشارك معنا في برنامج في زول ما فكرت هلو جود ايفنينج
هلو
يس
مانويل
مرحبا طوال البرنامج
شو
تمام بابا
منو جورجي منو برنامج كويس جديد افكار
مرحبا طوال شارك معنا
نعم انا اقول برنامج كويس جديد كده نرجع للمجتمع كله شعب جن كان ساجد زيري بتاكل لكل الاخر يا كل امواتنا لان الشباب ما نقبل لان الشباب نلم ايدينا مع حكومه وما شاب بيتانا ما جنوبين بيتانا كده ما نشوف عجل بطاط زيدا لين شباب كمان كان في ناس باعوا بطاط زيدا كده نقول كل أقوما الأمن ده بيتانا كلنا كان ناس كان كويس شديد يعني تعمل ما أقوما بيتانا مكوما في عجل بطاط زيدا كل دي كان كل مجرمين في نصنا بالليل يوم عجل بطاط ده كده نرجع kulu mela da tsowon mukama kulu shabi no bere ga jan da dale ma dare na mu zol ta tabo amolo ba dale ho ko wala o ani ma dare kalam ze da kede ya ko mi tani kede mu ga fita tamam a ma shaf kede el programa kon programa kaman na mu sunu le siyar le dale ma ko mi tai shukran ga de
shukran jazilan mandud george min wao hasan musharaka bitaka fil barnamij hello good evening Yes, good evening. Your name and you're calling from, please.
Ajendeng Ajen
from Apadeng Awil. Welcome to the show.
Okay, the impact of coronavirus, so it is clear that coronavirus has an impact in the economics. As you see now, many shops are closed, and also it has impact in education. Now many students, I don't know whether they will suspend this academic year or they will still go back to resume the studies. This is very effective reason. I don't know how people will deal with it because it seems to look unendable now. I cannot say that. I want to mention some of the effects of coronavirus, but I think it is challenging for all in any situation.
Jendeng, can I ask a question?
Okay, welcome.
In Apadeng Awil, how is issues related to gender-based violence as people are confined at home?
Yeah, now there is some other pieces of the through the genders now at home because people are all confined and there is some problems happen at home, so I don't know.
Well, I've lost Ajendeng Ajen right there from Apadeng Awil. You can still be part of the show by calling me on 091-986-986 and my text line is 0913-986-986. Hello, you're live on iRadio. Welcome to the show, please.
Yes, I called Emmanuel.
Welcome to the show. Marhab Tawal for Barnami. Kismak Munga Dara Minwen.
Azain Abunul.
Marhab Tawal. Kev Medina Wawa Lela.
Well, yeah, from Abajabatan. That's good, Adi.
Now, Marhab for Barnami Tawal, Sherik Manina for Barnami.
يا بالضبط يا ربنا كده فينا من كل امراض لكن نقول له في صعوبه والفي تعدي فعلا في القرارات الماشيه عشان تعوطات ده فده سبب ده ما يكون قلنا ضعف يكون سبب نكون قويين فوقه فعلا التحدي لكن لابد ان نكون نلبس حدودنا بالفي بالمافي ويكون في كمان طرق مساعدات كمان بطريقه اخر ثاني كلنا مسؤولين من بعض بطريقه اخر فده كله مسؤوليه مشتركه فعشان كده لابد اننا صبرنا قوي وإيماننا قوي بالله فإن شاء الله في المستقبل هذا يكون كويس بس يكون قدام متفاعلين ومتفاهمين ونقعد ونشوف اللي بيحصل شنو في المستقبل القريب نكون متفاعلين دائما
شكرا للمشارك بتاعك زينب لولو نعم ده كان زينب لولو من مدينة واو انك قد شارك معنا في برنامج تلس بقدر دوك لي تليفون في رقم 0918 986 986 شارك معنا في برنامج تسان داون في اليوم Well, my network seems not to be very good, but still you can contribute by texting on 0913-986-986 or call on 0911-986-986 and share with us in the show. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Your name and you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Coach Emmanuel, you're live with Ben Wien from Apadeng Awil. Yeah, Coach Emmanuel, you're live with Ben Wien from Apadeng Awil.
Naam.
طبعا البروجرام جيتو ليه بروجرام جميل جديد اكو
نعم
ماي فيو اند كومنت اون ات كورونا فايروس هاز ريلي جريت امباكت تو ذا بيبل اوف ساوث سودان اس ويل ان ذا وورلد بات وات وي كان دو وي شود هاف تو بي كونتين وذ ات اند فيل بيشنت بيكوز ات ايفرثينج هاز اني ناو ذير ار ذا لوك داون فور ذا سكول فور ذا بيبل هو ار جوينج تو سيت فور ذا For the candidates, it has an effect on them, plus other institutions which has been closed. So there are so many impacts that Corona has done to us and other things like economics. Our economy now is going to be low and other things. What we do, just we should have to take it and be patient. Everything has ending, and hopefully, I hope God will help us and coronavirus will end the world and the people will be free also. And I want to ask my brothers. And sisters, we just doing Ramadan Kareem to keep social distance, the law of the and the measures that has been given by the COVID-19 leaders, that we should keep social distance. You can just pray at your home and you have your meal and with your children, so that we prevent ourselves from COVID-19 and we preserve the measures that has been given by the task force.
Thank you for sharing your thought with me in the program. Hello, you're live on iRadio, please.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Your name and where you're calling from?
Ibukede in Freetown.
Welcome to the show and share your thoughts with me.
Yes. The only problem I see with our leaders with this issue of coronavirus, they don't even value their citizens. Because if you say stay at home, that is fine to prevent the COVID-19 to spread. But where are they going to get food? Where are they going to survive? Because our leaders are taking this money of oil and whatever, and the citizens are just suffering here in Bagram. So are they thinking that if everybody is going to stay at home, they will manage to survive because they have money? What about the people who cannot even get $10 a month? So my question is going to this our leaders. If you want to prevent this thing very well, please provide them, even at least you give them 20% of oil to the citizens, people who are vulnerable. Give them food. Let them give them food so that they will not move. But if you don't give them food, how are you going to prevent it? It's better you go and get disease instead of dying at hunger.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me in the program, please.
Thank you.
According to the local media reports, by the end of 2019, South Sudan had recorded 1,900 cases of gender-based violence, and out of that, only 100 perpetrators of gender-based violence have been convicted. Well, gender-based violence is one of the most critical threats to the protection and well-being of women and children in South Sudan. Addressing gender-based violence is difficult in all settings, but in South Sudan, it is said that survivors and service providers face heightened challenges. Humanitarian organizations on the ground are striving to find means to prevent violence and provide victims with assistance, but legal protection for the victim will be necessary, as well as changing laws that protect violators. With that, we have come to the end of this program, a special show on coronavirus that continues to highlight how the pandemic is impacting on people and sectors. I am Okot Emmanuel. Thanks for listening.
The Sun Down. For the news, views, opinion, debates, and discussions. Listen to Who is Who, talking about issues that affect our country and continent. Only on The Sundown, your eye on South Sudan.
Coronavirus is real and dangerous. Killing the half is on every day, people are dying. COVID-19 is real. Let's take precautions. Let's take prevention. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coronavirus is real, dangerous. Killing the half is on every day, many people are dying. COVID-19 is real. Let's take precautions. Let's take prevention. Na hadi hasa day light only some feel, lakini na biagir bi wogi fu ashanke do machete tu. Kasulu widen takinedi fulu zaman. Kofulu wanafataki wakashmataki beka mama. Keli nasibu teriga tasalam kaman. Arbi selimu beida de. Keli na geni masafata mitirbi na kutani. Dekula shan himaya. Matale mesu ena wanafataki wakashmataki. Kanida taki waskan. Kelina geni fibi utna, kelina sibu ya jamadoria alisambada. COVID is real, coronavirus is dangerous. COVID is real, coronavirus is dangerous. Coronavirus is real and dangerous. Kelina hafiz on everyday people are dying. COVID-19 is real. Let's take precautions. Let's take prevention. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coronavirus is real. Many people are dying. COVID-19 is real. Let's take precaution. Let's take prevention. Arata coronavirus. Go ho abona ship. Arata coronavirus. Home at the gill. Arata coronavirus. Gisimbita pan. Arata coronavirus. Ita bindo mushkila fine festa ki.
على مادة أو تيا وين على مادة كده تتوالي دوكو في رقم Coronavirus is real and dangerous.
Killing a half is an
everyday people are dying.
COVID-19 is real.
Let's take precaution.
Let's take prevention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coronavirus is real,
dangerous.
Killing a half is an
many, many people are dying.